Hi, and welcome back to Refresh Her. I'm Denise, and we are in a series on our broadcast about being a woman of godly character. Now, that just simply means that as a woman, we are reflecting the heart of God. We're going to discuss another trait that should characterize a godly woman, and that is the character trait of kindness. It was years ago that I was at the mall, and I stepped outside to leave, and there was a downpour that I was unprepared for. Well, I was shopping with my husband, and he said, "Wait here underneath the awning, and I'll go get the car." So as I waited for him, a woman came out of the store, and she went to pop up her umbrella, and she looked over at me, and thinking that I was standing there waiting for the rainstorm to pass, she asked me if she could walk me to my car. I was so touched by her kindness, because that kind of gesture is really unusual. Now, here it is. It's more than 15 years ago that that happened, and I still remember her kindness to me. Well, what is kindness? We can recognize it when we see it, but let's just give a little easy definition. It's just an act that shows others the love of God. You know, God is a kind God. That is one of his attributes that is communicable. Now, that just simply means that that's a character trait that he has that you and I can also have. He can give it to us, and its origin is God. It started with him. And because I am a Christian, I have trusted Christ as my Savior. When I read in the scriptures and I see how kind God is, that's a character trait that I want to imitate. I want to show to others the love of God. And it's something that you and I can have. We need to ask the Lord to develop that in us. But God tells us in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, "And be ye kind one to another." It's a command that we are to do this. Titus chapter 3, verses 4 and 5 say, "But after that, the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared." How did it appear? It came through Christ, that according to his mercy, he saved us. We see the kindness of God, and because God is so kind to us, you and I can be kind to others. We can do acts that will show others God's love. You know, we see this character trait in a lot of people in Scripture, but one that I want to talk about with you is the character of David in 2 Samuel. In chapter 9, it says that after Jonathan's death, David shows an act of kindness to Jonathan, who was his dearest friend, to Jonathan's son, Mephibosheth. David brings him to the palace to live with him when he learned that Mephibosheth had been crippled. And verse 7 of chapter 9 says, "And David said unto him, Fear not, for I will surely show thee kindness for Jonathan thy father's sake, and will restore to thee all the land of Saul thy father, and thou shalt eat bread of my table continually." When Mephibosheth heard that David wanted him to come to the palace, he was afraid because he thought, David is going to harm me. But no, David said, "I want to show kindness to you because of your father, Jonathan." So kindness is a character trait that should be a part of really our everyday lives. The first time that we talked about a character trait in our broadcast, we talked about being attentive. And it takes attentiveness to know how and when do I apply kindness. But God will help us. You know, when we think, "Lord, I want to show kindness to someone today," he will prompt our heart and point out people in which that we can show that kind of kindness. But let me just give you a few groups of people in which we can show kindness. And maybe this will prompt your heart to be watching today for areas and for people in which you can show the love of God. What about just in public? I recently heard about children who were at a restaurant with their parents, and during their meal, a man that was sitting at a table near them spilled his beverage, and the children were hurt for this man when they saw him go through this. You know how embarrassing that is. And they scrambled out of their seats to go over there and help him clean it up. And this man was so touched by their kindness that he was kind back to them eventually a little while later when he got them all ice cream for their kind gesture to him. What about just opening the door for someone when we're walking through a doorway? You see someone coming behind you, wait and hold that door open for them. When you're at the grocery store in the parking lot, take a cart back to the cart corral for someone who may be older or handicapped in some way. What about when you're behind the wheel of your car? That's kind of a hard place to show kindness sometimes, isn't it? We're in a rush and we're thinking about our needs, but kindness is showing the love of God. So when we're in the car, we may allow someone to turn in front of us or get in front of us in some way into the traffic, being a kind driver. When you're at the store, being friendly to the store clerk that is checking your groceries out or your purchase, be friendly with her. My husband is so good at this, just to be conversant with the cashier and just to show some kindness, not taking up a lot of their time, but just to converse with them and be kind. Another public place is a restaurant. You know, we've heard that people that frequent the restaurant on a Sunday, which would maybe be people that are coming from church and going out for dinner, that crowd can be the most difficult crowd to deal with in a restaurant. That's so sad to hear that, because you and I as believers, we should be the most patient. We should be the most friendly. We should be the kindest people that our waiter or waitress have to deal with in that day. So do we deserve a perfect meal? Do we deserve it to be served the way we wanted it? Do we deserve to have it in the manner or at the time that we think it should be delivered? We don't deserve anything except for hell. But God in his kindness, remember we read in Titus, in his mercy, he saved us. So in our dealing with other people, we don't deserve anything. And we should be grateful rather than complaining or being difficult at a restaurant. Thank the waiter for the refill. Ask sweetly for the item that they may have forgotten. And leave a generous tip, especially if you're going to leave a gospel tract on the table. What about showing kindness at home? Sometimes I think it's easier to be kind to strangers than with the people that we call our family. So we need to ask ourselves, am I large-hearted to my mate? To my children? Do we speak to them in a tone that shows love and kindness? And if other people could watch what goes inside of our houses, would they see that the love of Christ is being demonstrated all day long? This is convicting to me. It's easy for me to assume things at home. You assume that your husband heard you and he's asking you to repeat it. And so you say it again in a more difficult manner to hear, curtly, sharply. No, we need to show kindness. So what kind of kindness could we do for our spouse or for your dorm roommate or for your children, people that we live with? What about just making their bed for them? How about taking their dishes to the table for them? Let them go first in the shower or first at the meal or first in some leisure activity that you're doing. How about doing a chore that they normally do or help them with some need that they have? You know, I find in marriage, just asking my husband, is there a way that I can help you today? How could you do something that would lighten their load? Now, what about at church? How can we show kindness at church? Greeting visitors that come and being friendly with everyone that is there. It's easy to be friendly with the people that are in our little circle, those people that we're comfortable with. But do you stop and greet the people that are visiting in your services that day? Do you even know who they are? Have you given them your name? I heard a story about a second-year nursing student whose professor gave the class a quiz. So this particular student breezed through the quiz until she got to the last question. And the question said, "What is the name of the woman who cleans the school?" And she thought, this question is surely a joke. She had seen this cleaning woman several times, but how would she ever know her name? So she handed in her paper, and she left that last question blank. Before the class was over, one of the students asked the professor if that question was going to count towards their grade. And his answer was, absolutely. And he said, in your careers as nurses, you are going to meet a lot of people, and every person is significant. They deserve your attention and your care, even if all you do is smile and say hello. And you know, that nursing student never forgot that lesson she learned. And she also learned the name of the cleaning lady. So do you know the names of the families that have recently joined your church? Do you know the names of the people that are visiting that sit near you? Have you introduced yourself? How would you and I do on the kindness quiz? So just showing concern for the needs of other people and doing acts of kindness as the Lord prompts us. Solomon tells us in Proverbs that we are to do good to him whom it is due when it is in the power of our hand to do it. In other words, when the Spirit of God prompts you to do something and you have the wherewithal to be able to accomplish that, then do it. So asking God, Lord, you put in my path today people that I can show your love to, and he will show you. Then it's up to us to obey. So why is it so important that we develop character traits like kindness? Because they make up our reputation, that which other people know about us. Charles Spurgeon put it this way. He said, a good character is the best tombstone. Those who loved you and were helped by you will remember you when the forget-me-nots have withered. Carve your name on hearts, not on marble. So you and I can do that today simply by showing kindness to others. That rainstorm that I experienced at the mall was over 15 years ago, but I still remember that lady because she was so kind to me. May others remember me, and really not so much me, but may they remember the kindness of God demonstrated through my life because I was obedient and showed them his love. Is there a gesture of kindness that someone has done for you? To whom will you show such kindness? Let's refresh our responses by asking God to help us to have godly character and demonstrate his kindness to those around us. This is Denise for Refresh Her. Thanks for listening.
Be sure to check out the show notes for links that are relatable to the episode that you just heard. Why not share this episode with someone else that you know who needs to be refreshed?